Hello and thanks for joining us today. I'm Christine Yuen, one of the head coaches with the Productive Dentist Academy, and I am happy to welcome Dr. Joe Kunick from Cedarburg, Wisconsin, joining us today. Hello, Joe.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Thanks for taking the time to spend a few minutes with me today. Wanted to tell our listeners a little bit about you and your practice and Cedarburg, Wisconsin in general. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your practice.
I started a scratch practice right out of school. It's going to be about 5 years ago now. And I sort of wanted to live in the community that I practiced in. So I found the space here in Cedarburg, you know, which is, it's a good family community. There's lots of families, young professionals, definitely more white-collar people than blue-collar, you know, a little bit higher on the economic status ladder, and just seemed like a good place to live and a good place to start a practice. So sort of just started up, and, you know, when I first started my practice, I started with a bunch of PPO plans, thinking that would be a good niche for me to get in to the market. And so, you know, definitely my practice is more PPO than, I guess, fee-for-service, you know, some of the more established practices. Which makes me a little bit different, and, you know, I guess that sort of has definitely helped me out. And then, you know, about a couple of years after starting up, was recommended to check out the PDA, and, you know, since then I've had quite a bit of changes.
Yeah, looking back, that was January of 2010 that you came to our course, so about a year and a half that you've been subsequent to attending the course. I know then that you returned again a second time with your team, so kind of that check it out, see if it's what I want to do, and then said, yes, I am, right? That was kind of a testing period for you.
Yep.
And then you joined us as a coaching client as well. But looking back at some of your numbers here, and it's been an absolute pleasure working with you and your team, literally you've been able to double, more than double your production. And tell us a little bit about what PDA has helped you and how it helped you achieve that amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, you know, probably one of the best things that I think PDA has done for myself and my practice, it definitely has helped me basically be able to be honest with my patients, you know. I'd always almost had like a little bit of a fear of telling people what they need, and PDA, one of their big things is, you know, just letting the patients know and not having it be your problem. So, you know, I guess in the best sense of the word, I just started being honest with the patients and telling them what they need to do. And surprise, surprise, you know, a lot of them want to do it. And, you know, I was probably the one that was holding back the practice more than most anything else. And so it's just, you know, not anything, one thing that they do per se, but, you know, it just sort of helps you do that. And obviously once the team came along with that second round, the team just takes ownership on if anybody's thinking about doing it or bringing staff, definitely bring the staff, because once they take ownership, they sort of drive your practice and you just sort of go along for the ride.
Well, and wow, what a statement, you know, being honest with your patients. That's a big fear I can imagine that a lot of doctors and teams have, because we unfortunately, you know, in the dental field have the position of being the bad guy. And yet, exactly what you said about just being honest with patients and telling them what they need. And one of our famous sayings, one of our PDA-isms, whose problem is it?
Yep.
It's their problem.
Yep.
Yeah.
By doing good, and you're helping out your patients by getting the best dentistry in their mouth. So it's sort of a win-win for everyone.
Exactly. So you literally, you know, you and your team can set yourselves up as the good guys, the heroes. They have a problem.
Yep.
They own their problem, and then we can help them fix it, and they've come to the right place to have their work done. Let's talk a little bit more about your team. I know I've worked with them a couple different particular areas, number one being the hygiene department. A steady, pretty typical hygiene department, $100 to $125 an hour. Tell me about the changes that have happened there in terms of their growth and productivity as well as just the growth in the practice.
Yeah, I mean, just by, you know, with you guys helping coach and just by doing, you know, a lot of the stuff that we learned at the courses, you know, just retaining patients. You know, I think when I first came, I only had one full-time hygienist. Now I'm basically up to almost two for sure. Like, I would say two and a half, getting close to getting meaning three hygienists. So I've added two hygienists every day. And so the hygiene has grown. And my practice, I think, if I look at the numbers, I've probably doubled my practice in 1 year. you know, 2 years ago, I would have never believed that I'd be able to do this at this point in my career and as quickly as since, you know, I sort of started with PDA.
That's incredible. Yeah, so the exciting news of expanding where you've been, taking over space in the building that you are, and now looking at a whole new facility. That's amazing. Yeah. And let's talk about your schedule. That's another big change that we made for you in terms of blocking time. You have a unique situation of using the E4D technology and how we've had to customize and create a schedule that adapted, number one, to that, and then also adapted to this incredible growth in your hourly production. How has your team really been able to work with that scheduling change?
They've been really good. I mean, you guys, the coaching, you guys sort of get our input, and we sort of make what we would consider like a perfect day scheduling, and we sort of make a template from there, and as long as there's a template, they sort of know what goes where and how to keep the day flowing and not having the ups and downs of just scheduling to fill in spots. It just makes the whole day and everything just, you know, much more consistent, less stressful. Everybody knows what to do, and, you know, there's a system place to do it, so they just sort of, you know, you find the schedule that works, you know, best with what you have, if you have, you know, E4D or CEREC or not, and you work with them and make the schedule, and once they're in a template, it's pretty easy for anybody, you know, even new hires, just to put something where it's supposed to go.
Well, and I think you hit on it a couple different times here, the ownership of the schedule, the confidence of the team, and their ability to manage their day, and knowing, and then you're knowing that as long as the day is filled to the template, I've got a productive and consistent, you know, business.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So that relief of not having to be in any kind of reactionary panic mode of what is my day looking like is got to be a stress relief for you. And that was even your word, you know, less stress.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, we've doubled the amount of dentistry that we do, yet the days seem less stressful than they were before. So, you know, what happens when you have, you know, a good schedule and you have stuff set to your goals and the staff sort of knows what to do and, you know, they definitely take ownership and it just makes everything, you know, flow a lot more smoothly and my stress has definitely gone down a whole lot.
Good, and we know what that means. That's going to improve your golf game, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're just now getting started with us as well in terms of the marketing programs that we're offering to our clients. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing with the PDA Marketing Group.
Yeah, basically, I mean, you know, they're doing newer things than I've seen most of the other even dental-specific marketing companies do. Everything, you know, that I've seen from other groups is definitely very, you know, I don't want to say can, but, you know, they all seem to do mailers, and they all say about the same stuff, and so you guys are definitely doing something that's different. I mean, you guys have tested lots of different ways to do stuff, and I think you're getting stuff that works, and even by doing it a little less costly than some of the other companies.
Mm-hmm. What I think is one of the features, too, of what we do is the individual analysis of your marketplace, and knowing that Cedarburg is different than, you know, maybe northern Wisconsin, you know, just even within the same state. And then also recognizing that marketing still is necessary even in a PPO market that very significantly, you know, affects your client base. So it's not about eliminating or needing to remove the PPO marketing because that is considered an expense of being a member of PPO. It's like you need to look at that as a marketing expense. But still, bringing in more of even those patients is still a good investment in your marketing dollar. Yeah.
Sure. So, I just remember when you guys do that demographic report and, you know, it's, what, 60-some pages all about the area that I live in and sort of, you know, you guys know exactly what to market to and how my area is different than other areas of the country, and you can make tailor stuff specific for that.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fun to continue to watch you, so I think we'll have to schedule another one of these calls in the next few months and get a further update, but I really want to thank you, Dr. Kienick, for your time today and sharing your growth and experience with us.
It's a fun ride, and continue on and see where things go in the next couple of years.
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you for your time, and we will talk again soon. Okay.
Right. Have a good day.